Sydney CEO Andrew Ireland has joined us on Melbourne's Home of Footy. Andrew, thanks for your time and congratulations.
Thanks, Mark. David, great news. Like a lot of these types of negotiations, they take a little while behind the scenes, but really exciting for us.
What's the bottom line difference by playing your games at the SCG compared to ANZ?
Well, Dave, when you say bottom line, I guess there's a few things. Our members and supporters have clearly shown through the market research we've done that they prefer the SCG. I've got to say, ANZ Stadium have been good for us because when they came into the market, it certainly put some competition between the two stadiums. And I suppose what we'd say now is we've ended up with a deal that we're really pleased with. We've benchmarked it against the other deals and ground contracts that are in place for AFL clubs, and we think it's probably one of the best. And hopefully, when you sign something for 30 years, you're sort of going to leave something that helps the club well into the future.
You've beat me to the punch, Andrew, because I was going to ask you about the stadium deal, because we see the two Adelaide teams, they're just howling at the moment, and all the teams in Melbourne. I mean, it really can cripple a club, can't it, if you get the wrong deal?
Yeah, look, I think, obviously your membership and your corporate support's important, but I suppose from a club, the way I look at it, there's a big lump of money that comes from the AFL via the media rights, and the other biggest thing that you're going to do is, make sure that your venue hire agreement is the right one for your club. And we've worked hard with this. The SCG Trust, I've got to say, have been very accommodating in wanting to have all the 11 games there. For them, I guess the way the current agreement works, they get the three best games coming back into the SCG as well. So it's something that they wanted. But we realise it's an important thing for the club and really confident that it's a great deal for the club going into the future.
Tell me, Andrew, what about travelling supporters? The one good thing about ANZ Stadium, in my book, was if you wanted to come up and watch the game, there was always going to be a seat for you. What about the SCG moving forward?
Yeah, look, one of the things we're very conscious of is certainly in this market, if we're fortunate enough to continue to keep playing well and put the sort of almost sold out sign up for a number of games, which we think will probably improve our membership because people will want to make sure that they have reserve seats, we'll always make sure that there's probably 5,000 seats available for any game available. And obviously people coming into the stadium from interstate are always welcome, but also just to make sure that people in the Sydney market can experience the game. The worst thing for us would be sort of capping the people who come to our game. So we're conscious of that.
Andrew, ANZ Stadium has a relationship with Mike Fitzpatrick. We all know that. And I think it's been open and very transparent along the way. But it's fair to say the Commission's been probably a bit tough on the Swans of late. Have you been, and I'm talking about the Kolo penalties in particular, have you been able to smooth all that over?
In regard to the being out of the trade period, we've got a meeting with the AFL Commission on the 15th of December. We're hoping that we can put forward a logical case to them why those bans shouldn't be in place. But I guess at the end of the day, it's up to them to make the call. We'd be disappointed if the bans weren't lifted.
Is the decision to leave ANZ Stadium related, Andrew, to what we're just talking about?
No. No, the reality is that the AFL have known for a couple of years that our view was most likely that we'd probably want to play all our games at the SCG, so we don't see them in any way being tied together.
Well, the good news is Buddy Franklin, he'll be a part of those 30 years if you lock up another contract, Andrew. Well done. Congratulations. It's awesome. I think it's great news for footy.
Well done.
No, thank you very much.
Shame you couldn't do it 5 years ago. Thanks, Andrew. Thanks for your time.